This is his first trip back to his home continent. Remember, this is our first Latin American pope, and he made a trip to Brazil to attend the Roman Catholic World Youth Day in Rio de Janeiro. He was greeted by tens of thousands of people on the street, a lot of enthusiasm. There was a little bit of a security blunder, though, with his motorcade and his car, not the Pope Mobile, but his car. He was riding in a Fiat. His motorcade rolled down the wrong side of the street. It was not the side that was barricaded. It was the side that had all of the people in it, and everybody rushed out to greet him. And I believe there were a lot in his motorcade that were scared, but not Pope Francis. He responded positively.
Well, and this is, of course, I think, why so many people, and Catholics in particular, and surely Brazilians, are really finding this Pope very inspirational, because he seems so human. He was reaching out to the people in the streets. A baby was put into his arms, and he kissed the baby, and he just seems very connected to the people. And this is just another example of that. But I can imagine his security detail not being too happy to have him within that throng of people.
Well, clearly he is very much more connected than you've seen in a long time, in the sense that later in his visit, he was actually traveling in the what we now call the Pope Mobile, but he was not traveling. He's insisting not to travel in an armored Pope Mobile. It is open air. He does want to connect with the people. And so it's a very different feel. I think we've talked about this in previous Worldviews programs, that this is just seems to be a different Pope. But nonetheless, response in Brazil has not been entirely positive. There have been protests. We've also talked about protests that have continued in Brazil for the past several weeks. And there were protests that were outside of his welcoming ceremony, focusing on government corruption and really even the cost of this visit. $50 million it's costing Brazilians to host the Pope. But, you know, the police had to respond. It's a real sad, I guess, response to a very positive visit from the Pope, but yet a difficult reaction from some of the public and a difficult reaction from the police.
Yeah, I believe that there were a couple of people that ended up in the hospital, and there was a couple of arrests. I think they actually found someone that had some handmade bombs on him. So, again, some security threats and some skirmishes, as you mentioned. But I think in the summer of protests that we're having, this is to be expected. And the issues that Brazil is dealing with are certainly very serious. And some people are taking this as an opportunity to voice those concerns.
It is no surprise he would go back to Latin America. It is his home continent, as I mentioned. But here in Brazil in particular, he's traveling back to really kind of reach out to the youth. 1970 surveys suggested that 90% of Brazilians identified with being Catholic. And now it's around just shy of 60%. You've seen declining numbers, yet, you know, the Pope wants to try and boost those numbers. Is he reaching out here to the youth of Brazil to try and recapture those young Catholics?
Absolutely doing so. And I can think of no better place to do that than in Rio, a growing economy with a growing population of young people. And of course, at the World Youth Day that the Catholics hold around the world, that this is the prime opportunity for him to reach out to the youth of the country and really the youth of the world.